Welcome to your five for today. Some years ago in the USA, there was a farmer who grew sweet corn. Every year at harvest, he would enter his corn in the county show fair and inevitably won first prize. People flocked from miles around to buy his produce. One day, a reporter was sent to interview the farmer and to find out some of the secrets of his success. Before interviewing the farmer, however, the reporter spoke to some of the neighbours to get some background information. And in doing that, she made an amazing discovery. She found out that every year, after he had won the county prize, the farmer would share some of his best seed with the neighbouring farmers. When it came time for the interview, the reporter had one question she knew she had to ask. "Sir," she said, "why do you share your best seed with your neighbours? After all, you know that they are also going to enter the county fair tournament with the corn they have grown. Doesn't that make it more difficult for you to win?" The farmer smiled and took a deep breath. "Have you ever grown corn, miss?" he asked. The reporter shook her head. "Well, for any seed to form, the flowers have to be pollinated. And with corn there is no exception. Pollen is carried by insects or by the wind. But that pollen has to come from other plants. When the wind blows across the fields, or insects go from flower to flower, pollen is transferred from one plant to the next. Now, if my neighbours grow bad corn, then they also have bad pollen. It is that pollen that will fertilise my flowers. So that would weaken my crop, and I would get a bad harvest. But if I want my corn to be great, then my neighbours has to be great as well. So I make sure they start with the best seed possible." The reporter nodded. "So by helping them, you also help yourself." "You've got it," said the farmer, smiling. "But it's more than that. I don't just get good pollen. I also get good neighbours. I help them in this little way, and they help me in other ways. They're not just my neighbours. They're my friends." The reporter was a little taken aback by the answer, and uncharacteristically remained silent for several moments. "Oh, and by the way," the farmer added, breaking the silence, "that goes for everything in life. You know the words of Jesus, 'Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.' It works every time. Sow love and kindness, and it comes back to you. Sow bitterness and strife, and you reap trouble. You know, you can learn a lot from farming." Thank you for listening. May God bless you.